This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day. Hello, everybody. This is James McCanny, and I'm sitting in today for Daniel on the Power Hour, and going to have a guest in a little while. First, I'll be making some announcements, but this is a very special day for me. Not only it's always wonderful to host the Power Hour and carry on the message to the really great, very well-educated audience, but just a couple topics first. I want to lead off by saying that tomorrow morning, I can't tell you any details, but tomorrow morning there's going to be a very special news release, and that's all I can say right now. It'll be international in scope, and I will be included in it. So anyway, I want you to watch for that. That's all I can say at this point. But a very monumental, I would just say monumental, progress has been made in certain areas, and it's going to be announced tomorrow. So just stay tuned for that. I can't say any more. But later in the show, I'll be talking about the progress that's been made on the wing generator, which I know all of you are familiar with, and some other issues. And also I'll be talking about cryptocurrency, something that's just being, it's this like a tennis match out there in the news today. China has banned cryptocurrencies. The cryptocurrencies, some people are investing fortunes in it. And anyway, I'll be talking a little bit about that and how it might affect you. It's really a very important topic. And the main reason is very simple. Here we are in the United States, and, you know, most of everybody we know is in progressive first world countries, or you might deal internationally, but most of those people, say, if you're in business, are fairly well off. But we're talking about now, to say, the one half of the world that doesn't have access to banking, and they've been left out for forever. Their fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, grandparents, going back into history, never had a bank account. So these people have been left out of the modern world simply by way of not having banking. So when the cryptocurrencies move into those markets where those people have a banking system that is not with the central banks, not where you have a banking building, but you just need a cell phone to be part of it, and they start doing exchanges and mercantile activities, this is going to be the game changer. So even if, say, the United States were, I doubt if they would do this, but even if they did pass a law banning cryptocurrencies from the United States, most of the crypto miners are not in the United States. They're in Iceland, they're in other neutral countries where it's perfectly fine and legal. And so, but the bottom line is, once cryptocurrencies reach one half of the world, which does not have access to banking or, in fact, other modern conveniences, then that is going to be the game changer. And there's no law in China or the United States or any place else that's going to block that from happening. So this is going to be very interesting, because how could you... How could you tell people they can't have a currency of their own when you don't let them have your currency? This is really interesting. It's like a chess game going on here. And the thing that's very interesting is that the big money people, and a lot of them are very young people, a lot of the big money people are moving into cryptocurrency. And it looks like the old guard is going to be, it's just going to be a flash by them, and they're going to be standing there hanging on to their holy grails as the rest of the world is off going into outer space with private space programs, driving electric cars, and exchanging tokens for energy. So anyway, just a little view into possibly where we're going. But first of all, just a notice, just going through some of the noteworthy news items of the day. Stephen Hawking, as most of you, I'm sure, know, passed away this past week, allegedly. Now, I believe I saw Stephen Hawking in person at a meeting in probably 1991. I went to a scientific conference. He was there. And he was in extremely bad condition at that time with ELS, the debilitating nervous system disease, and it's a terrible thing. But there's no way he could have existed up until now. And it just defies all medical odds that he would be the only one that could live that long. And I said a long time ago that he was not communicating, and allegedly there was only one guy who talked to him, and he's the guy that wrote Stephen Hawking's books after the time, the brief moment in time or whatever book, the very famous one, in which Hawking, in the very last paragraph of the book, states that we are just discovering the magic of God, and I don't remember the exact quote, but basically Hawking was... he was not an atheist. They try and make him into an atheist. But so they've changed Stephen Hawking's narrative when he was able to communicate. Let's just put it that way. But they want to bury him next to Isaac Newton in England. So we'll have to see how that works out. But I don't think they asked old Isaac. Anyway, a little bit of a problem there. And, of course, I think there's some issues here because the question is, was he even alive recently? And what this also does is push the narrative of standard cosmological science, which used Stephen Hawking's name and persona, I would say, illegally, and that might come out in the future, too, if there are any lawsuits that really dig into the use of his name and persona, that they've changed his, basically what he said and put words in his mouth. So anyway, that's still to be seen, but I'm certain that the once these things, the near sanctitude, or what would you call it, sainthood of people like that, once the ball gets rolling, it would be very difficult to stop. Just a quick note, if you're up in the northeast of the United States now, the weather on the first day of spring, would you imagine that this would be the first day of spring? And just to explain astronomically the first day of spring, that is when the Earth is... The Earth has tilted on its axis 23.5 degrees. And so this is the day when we're halfway through our orbit, so to speak, between summer in the northern hemisphere, the warmest day of the year, which is the winter, middle of winter in the southern hemisphere, and vice versa. So we're halfway through on our way towards summer. And the Celts looked at this a bit different. Their first day of spring would have happened a month and a half ago. This would have been the central day of springtime, not the first day. And in a month and a half, we would have then the first day of summer, not waiting till June 21st, which is the longest day of the year, which is the central day of summer. So anyway, a little bit of a note there. But it's the day where, today is the day where we have equal amounts of daylight and nighttime. So now the northern hemisphere will be moving into summer with the days getting longer, the nights getting shorter. And, of course, we're already on daylight savings time. Here's a story that is very interesting, I believe. It is somewhat of a telltale story in that NASA And, well, the standard scientific community, this is just an interesting story. There's a star named Scholes Star, S-C-H-O-L-Z, Scholes Star. And it's a star that apparently comes within one light year of our solar system periodically. And now, there again, I'm not sure there's this depends on calculations. And when anybody says calculations, it automatically raises a red flag. What do they really mean by calculations? So right there, it's a bit suspect. But this was published in a bit of an esoteric journal, Monthly Notices of the Royal Astronomical Society Letters. And what it says is that 70,000 years ago, this star happenstance passed our solar system with a rogue companion, mind you, that could have kicked off other, let's say, interlopers from outer space to come into our solar system. And I think this is a very interesting story because they just, so matter of fact, published this in a peer-reviewed astronomical journal, and don't bother to mention that this could have caused a lot of things that people have been talking about, not the least of which myself, that there were indications that in history some pretty amazing big things happened in our solar system. So I think this is in the category of what I call the creeping crud. This is the kind of like, you know, the dog, remember the dog when you were a kid and the dog was supposed to stay outside and he'd put a paw in the door, you know, and then, you know, if nobody noticed, he'd put two paws in the door. And before you know it, the dog's in the middle of the living room. So anyway, that's what I call the creeping crud in the astronomical world. Anyway, that is an issue that we'll probably continue to follow. But it's being touted in places like onlinespace.com and other venues. So I just wonder what why they're planting this story. It seems to be, and it's interesting that a lot of times they do this in British journals, not in the United States. So they slide it in over in England there, and then it comes to the United States later. But its first introduction is in English and is in England. A lot of times, we've got a break coming up. We're going to continue talking about a few other news topics today after the break.
Know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back again, James McCanny here, filling in for Daniel on the Power Hour this fine day, March 21st, first day of spring by our Julian calendar. And by the way, if you're not familiar, the Julian calendar has been around since the Roman days, and that was in the days of Julius and Augustus Caesar, and that's why we have the months of July and August. They both have 31 days because only a Roman emperor would have a month with 31 days, not 30 or 28 or any other number. So that's why we have the months. For example, September used to be the seventh month. This S-E-P-T stands for seven. Oct would be the, and then we have November, the ninth month. December would have been the 10th month. And so Oct would have been the 8th month, of course. And so when you slide those July and August months in there, then we kept the same names. So December now, representing Deca, which would be the Latin for 10, now is the 12th month. So anyway, that's just a little fun fact about history. But today, the first day of spring, March 21st. And before the break, I was talking about this article that just kind of slid in from third base here into the Royal Astronomical Society letters, monthly notices, and about this object that supposedly humans may have seen 70,000 years ago. But in very subtly in there, too, if you look at this, 70,000 years ago, Neanderthals were considered by standard science to be a very backwards a group of humanoids on the planet, but not intelligent, never really considered to be intelligent. I mean, they may have hit a couple rocks together, but that was about the size of it. And so now all of a sudden, the early humanoids, 70,000 years ago, long before what they previously considered to be intelligent man, they're now just talking about that, like, and that's just kind of slipped in there too. So you have to read these news releases with a grain of salt and understand what the prior history was and how they're trying to slip slide this information in as if standard science was dealing with this all along. It was just, sure, they knew about all of this. They knew about stars passing by the solar system with rogue planets, and things could have come into this solar system back then and kicked off streamers. And by the way, they get to also talk about something that I just find magical. I used to teach astronomy at the university level, and it always the whole world of astronomy to me is more of a religious artifact of the ancient past. But when they talk about the Oort cloud, this alleged trillions of ice comets that are allegedly out beyond the solar system that nobody can see, nobody's ever detected, and never could be detected with any technology that we can even imagine, they repeat that like a nursery rhyme, as if it came out of the heart of the Bible itself. So anyway, it's just interesting how modern astronomy is based on error, less than error, vacuum. Anyway, not going to continue about that, but it's just interesting to see how standard astronomy treats itself as opposed to other people. But anyway, I did want to give, as long as we've reached this topic, I wanted to give a brief update on the idea of Planet X. And in the paper that I wrote and distributed, it's on my webpage, of course, dealing with the 20th anniversary of the official discovery of Hale-Bopp, because Hale-Bopp had been discovered already by the Naval Observatory, Robert Harrington. But it turns out that the nucleus of Hale-Bopp was the Planet X object that Robert Harrington was looking for back in the 1980s. And so I have confirmed that. So that object has come through the solar system. It has left the solar system. And it would have been in the solar system 4,200 years ago, not 3,600 years ago. The old 3,600-year orbit narrative was something picked up by Sitchin when he interviewed Harrington in 1986. Harrington did not discover this object until 1989, confirmed it in 1991 with his final trip down to New Zealand. So anyway, we're on a break here, coming up for another five-minute break. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Back again. This is Jim McKinney, and we're back again here. I think I have a guest that's coming on here. I connected into the studio with a direct line, and so. If they did give me an indication, if they have a guest
here.
On the John, are you there?
I am, Jim.
Oh,
we're having a little trouble on Skype, but we're patching it for the moment.
Oh, okay. So, you just came out of the. I'm dialed in with the network here, GCN, on a different link, so I didn't have direct chat with them, and so good. You're here, but anyway, everybody listening, this is my guest, John Ferguson, and we're going to be talking about some topics like cryptocurrency and my wing generator, a few other topics. But John, your radio show, this podcast show. Now, let me make sure I get this right. It's Technology and Choice. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I got it right. Sorry, I was saying something else before, and it's like I'm one of those people that have so many things going on that I'm lucky to remember my name some days. But Technology and Choice is John's podcast, and it airs when, John? Sunday?
Oh, no, it's not that regular. It goes out on the Let's Talk Bitcoin network, and it's not exactly regularly scheduled.
Oh, okay.
The radio. Yeah, I've got a couple of podcasts. That's the main one, though.
Yeah, and I was a guest on John's show, 2 weeks ago?
And, something like that. Yeah,
yeah, and it was a great interview, a very good interview, because we covered so many topics. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about, well, things that are going on, and it's kind of interesting. Today's show is one day before a major news release that's coming out, which I can't talk about because I'm under a news embargo because of the importance of this announcement. But anyway, I just want to tell everybody, watch tomorrow, and you can go to my webpage. There'll be an announcement, the jmccsci.com. You can go there after 9 o'clock Eastern time tomorrow morning to get directed to everything that's going on with this news release. But that being said, John, let's talk a little bit about the cryptocurrencies and things like that, just where they're going. I heard that China has outlawed them. Is that correct? Did I hear correctly?
If that may be breaking news that I haven't tracked. I hadn't heard that they've been outlawed. They've been doing various restrictions. I am not a super broad cryptocurrency guru, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm very interested in the space.
Nobody is.
That's true. That's ultimately true. I did want to mention that if anybody wants to hear that interview that we did, you can either go to letstalkbitcoin.com and scroll through it, or just go to technologyandchoice.com. That's my website. I really enjoyed doing that, and I think we covered an awful lot of ground there. But as far as cryptocurrencies go, wow, like I say, there's an awful lot going on. We've had a big market correction going on. The U.S., the SEC has, you know, wading in and making decisions about, or not making decisions, which has been just as bad or worse, trying to sort out how they're going to address cryptocurrencies.
Which is interesting in itself, John, because if there are no laws currently governing such a thing, that means they've got to make them up,
interesting. Well, either that, or they have to try and apply existing laws regarding securities and so forth that don't quite fit. But that's what makes it kind of wild. And it's going to be difficult for them to make really fully applicable laws, because these things they can say U.S. citizens can or can't do this or that, but there's really not much way to enforce a lot of it. They can lean on, governments around the world are going to be facing some existential challenges as these technologies move forward. It's a lot more than just cryptocurrencies that are involved. There's, the internet itself, is changing. It's being centralized. It started out with a very decentralized organization. It's all very peer-to-peer, and that was really neat. And now, as we've gotten the big Google and Facebook and all the Amazon web services, all of these channels of communication are going through pipelines that have a lot of centralized control. But there are a lot of efforts to decentralize, to put the control back in the hands of individuals, either indirectly by securing their communications very thoroughly or as much as possible, and also back down to making peer-to-peer connections and building the internet reforming it to where people control their own data. And then they choose, or the data is out there, and different applications can get permission to access the data, but they don't own it. That's the problem with Facebook, is Facebook essentially owns all the data that you put up there. And they can deny permission. They can take it away. And that's been a piece of news. Have you followed what's going on with Facebook?
That's a hornet's nest in its own. I don't want to go there on this show, but it's certainly valid bringing it up.
Not particularly on that, except that that is it's a really good opportunity, actually, for people to be aware of, they own the data. And, you know, the big kerfluffle was that some conservative Trump-related organization, got Facebook to let them use the data. But what they don't talk about is they've been doing that for the opposition for a long time.
They've been shutting down pages and channels that are not politically correct in their political view of the world. So we can go back and forth on that. But
there are many things, but the main point I was making is that it's a lot bigger, this motion toward decentralization. And this is where it comes into your wing generator project as well. There is a huge motion and a need for decentralizing, which basically is returning control and action back towards the individual and small groups, basing on giving people the choice and the ability to enact and directly control things. And the internet is moving that direction. That's the one neat thing about cryptocurrencies. And all of these things, including the move, as you're well aware, moves toward decentralizing energy control, is going to run afoul of the people that don't want it to go that way, that like to have the reins of the power.
This is just another front. Let's call it, let's say, if we use warfare terms, this is another front. Facebook is one. Cryptocurrency is one. Decentralized energy is one. The internet is one. These are all fronts where we're facing centralized control. And of course, cryptocurrency gets into the realm of money in central banks, which has been, if you want to talk about something that has no legal statute, let's talk about our monetary system. Charter for the Federal Reserve ended in 2013.
Right, and it hasn't been renewed. But there's what's legally on paper and what's factually operated on, and that depends upon that's why technology and choice is my main show, is because, you know, choice is already decentralized. Everybody has it, and we agree or disagree. We act to our ability. But really, the political environment, the social environment, is a kind of an accumulation of all of our choices. And we need to, we need to be aware. If we want to change things, then we have to be aware that we're responsible for them.
And, right. Well, John, we're heading up into a break here, I think, couple seconds, but I just wanted to mention that, number one, cryptocurrency, a lot of it is not in the United States. So if China or the United States passed a law, it doesn't affect the rest of the world, where it's very vibrant. And number two, it's going to occur with 3.5 billion people that don't have access to banking now.
Exactly.
We're heading into a break. I hear the music, so we'll be back in 5 minutes. And keep this discussion going.
Good deal.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. but it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President, something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We're talking about a couple topics here, centralization. And during the break, I just made a short list here of things that we live with. And by the way, I'm not particularly taking sides on this. I think this is a show that is discussing where the world is going. And I can just tell you, I mentioned this earlier in the show, that there are a lot of very wealthy young people who are moving in certain directions that are towards decentralization. And so let me just read off my short list here. This is the short list, not the long list, but in terms of centralization, energy, water, money and banking, food, medicine, pharmaceuticals, Gold, very interesting. Of course, it used to be that the government was the owner of the gold and the precious metals and issued monetary value based on that. But they got out of that business. So now, and in fact, on this show, you'll find private vendors selling gold in various capacities, the internet. So these are all things that are major things that didn't, like the internet, didn't exist, you know, how many decades ago. But talk about the move towards centralization, and now there's a big movement towards decentralizing, getting rid of, breaking up Google, breaking up Facebook, breaking up these Amazon, for example, which is a I'm just amazed that these things have gone on as long as they have without monopoly rules coming into place, because they're okay. If Facebook wants to say, or YouTube wants to demonetize certain pages because they're politically incorrect forever, whatever reason they see, then why should they have a monopoly that's granted by the government de facto and basically push out any other competitors because of their dominance in the field? And that's what antitrust is all about. So on the one hand, the government is using this, and believe me, I heard a great narration from Lionel. Everybody knows Lionel Nation. A great narrative on Facebook, how it is really a government, it's always been a government, a data collecting sieve for the data on everybody. So this idea that somehow somebody used it is just ridiculous. They use it every day. That's what Facebook is. That's where it came from. But decentralizing all of this to where, for example, why don't you have your Facebook page on your phone? It's not that much data. Why does it have to be in this central Facebook computer center where everybody's data is there and you don't know what they do with it? That's theirs once you put it up there. Why don't you just have that on your own phone, your own phone list, your own applications, and you house your own contact list? When you get an application, everybody wants to have your contact list. You know, what do they need that for? They don't. So anyway, this whole idea of data, gathering data into these central data banks where you have literally no privacy at all, then the movement towards people simply getting away from this. But, John, let's talk about energy and decentralization of energy, because this is, to me, energy is the biggest talking point on the planet. But decentralization of, say, energy. John, are you there? Did we lose John? Yeah, try and get John back there. But anyway, the energy, what I have done some minor video productions lately and some other infomercials, et cetera. And what I've determined is that you might think water's independent or the internet or banking, et cetera, but it comes back to energy. Energy is the biggest overall topic in the world today. It's something that affects all of us. And for example, what if you got up in the morning and you turned on the light switch, but there was no electricity, and you went to wash your face in the bathroom and there was no water, or to take a shower, and you went to the kitchen and there was no food? Well, this is the stark reality for half the people in the world today. And we don't really, you know, there's charitable organizations and things like that, but why is it like this after decades and decades of you know, a lot of wealth and a lot of production and, you know, the breadbasket of the world in the United States and other parts of the world, sufficient food? It's not a question of that. Why do we have half the world population without energy, water, and food, let alone banking? And so the idea is that, you know, half of the world's population has been left out in the cold, in the dirt, relative to any semblance of a normal living standard. So And what I've determined is all of this comes back to energy, because you can't get water if you don't have energy. All of the other activity, commerce, et cetera, comes back to energy. Now, John, you're back?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, we're having connection issues.
Were you able to listen in here? Were you able to hear?
No, I was disconnected. What did I miss? You tell me what you want me to know.
Well, just briefly, I'm talking about energy, water, money, banking, food, medicine, pharmaceuticals, gold, internet, and a whole other list of topics that are centralized. And
right.
When I realized you weren't there, I said, let's talk about energy, because to me, that's numero uno, number one. That's the overlying blanket on top of all of this. And then additionally, half the world does not have access to any of this.
Right.
But it all starts with energy, and that's why I've done what I've done. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes here. But anyway, why don't you, from your perspective, give us a few comments on that idea?
Well, I agree that energy is a key thing, mainly because, we could all go back to grubbing and, you know, doing what we can, but then that means that, you know, 95% of the world's population can't go forward. We depend upon energy to keep moving, and including getting water, getting, you know, transport, communications, all of that is dependent on it. So I agree. That's one reason I'm so I was so jazzed when I finally understood what you were doing. I was aware of the wing generator project back when you originally issued it, but I hadn't really got it until I saw the video of the thing operating, and I go, oh, there's something visceral about seeing that. Oh, this is a way that energy can actually be produced efficiently.
Right.
In a decentralized way. I mean, central or decentralized, you know, I mean, centralization is not necessarily wrong or bad. It's just,
well, here's some. I hear the music coming, John, but yep. We'll pick this up after the break here, the top of the hour. This is Jim McCanny with the Power Hour. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.